This is A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com, the show that helps you grow your business and enrich your life. Now, here's the host of A Sharp Outlook, Angela Sharp.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com. We are the program you want to listen to for more information on best practices and to hear thought-provoking discussions with industry experts. We discuss current topics that impact business, health, communities, families, and our children. And during our show, we have a segment called Ask Me, where you get an opportunity to talk to our special guest and ask your questions, and they can answer your questions to meet you at your point of need. So today, our topic is going to be knowledge is power. And knowledge is power. Without knowledge, it's almost impossible for you to be able to know what to do, what decisions you need to make, what direction you need to go. And today we have a group here from the, a person here from the Native Learning Center that is going to be talking about the knowledge that they are able to impart into people's lives to help them build capacity, to help them enrich their lives. And the Native Learning Center was established in 2008. October of 2008, and it's a program that the Seminole Tribe of Florida Housing Department put together. And this particular Native Training Center offers free training and technical assistance, and I know personally about it, and I vouch for it because I've had an opportunity to be a conference speaker, to be a presenter on their webinars, to bring information, to bring training, to bring knowledge to participants so that they are able to be proficient, to build capacity, to be able to take that knowledge back to their communities and to spread that wealth of knowledge. They are recognized educational resource for development of cultural and quality of life skills for all Native and Indigenous people. And they currently produce and provide free, mind you, free culturally specific learning content for its participants. So keep that in mind. The Native Learning Center provides these trainings free, and you want to participate in these trainings so that, as I said before, that you can grow, you can learn, you can take that information back to your particular community and help your community to grow. Knowledge is power, and training provided by the Native Learning Center can change the quality of life for thousands. And so we want to learn how that happens. And today we have Georgette Palmer Smith. She's the executive director of the Native Learning Center. And in 2010, she joined the team as Director of Administrative Services Program Director for the Native Learning Center. She has served as Director of Forum and Conference Services for the University of Oklahoma, and she brings over 24 years of experience in planning and arranging hundreds of different concepts of meetings, trade shows, and special events from coast to coast. Georgette is the former director of meetings for the American Society of Therapeutic Radiology and Oncology in Fairfax, Virginia. In the early 1960s, Georgette began her career as the director of convention services for the National Congress of American Indians in Washington, D.C. And during her tenure there, she was assigned as the White House logistical coordinator representing NCAI for the historic meeting between President Bill Clinton and all 545 tribal leaders at the White House on April 29, 1994. Georgette graduated from the University of Science and Arts of Oklahoma with a Bachelor's of Art degree in Communications. She attended the Eli Broad Graduate School of Management, the School of Hospitality Business at Michigan State University, where she completed her certification in meeting management. Georgette is a member of the Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma and has Choctaw descent. And she resides in Cooper City, Florida with her Chihuahua, Paco. So, Georgette, welcome to A Sharp Outlook. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you for giving Paco a shout out.
We can't forget
Paco. Enjoy
Paco.
That. Thank you so much. What a pleasure and what an honor to be a part of the program today.
Well, it's our honor because what A-Sharp likes to do is go out and bring guests in to bring information that empowers people to help them to transform their lives or transform their businesses or and things like that. And I know personally that the Native Learning Center does just that. So tell us, what is the Native Learning Center?
Well, as you stated, our humble beginnings back in October of 2008 as a partnership that was developed between the Seminole Tribe of Florida and HUD's Office of Native American Programs. It's a very unique program in that it's one of a kind. We're probably the only recipient of IHBG funding for a tribe to specifically provide training to all other tribes in the area of housing and community development. At the time, in developing the Native Learning Center, there were various programs and tribal leaders and federal officials who got together to kind of lead and guide and direct the Native Learning Center by developing a strategic plan. And within that plan, they had developed five focus areas that was the housing strategies and grants education, financial wellness, tribal government, and putting together a direction for developing the trainings. And so within that five-year period, we're at year five now. And so, you know, we're going to regroup and we're going to develop another strategic plan for the next, you know, for the next 5 years. But we work in a very close partnership with the Office of Native American Programs to guide us in what some of the needs are that are out in Indian country that that we can go out or we can provide webinars to all Native Americans.
Well, I know about Indian country, and I know it takes a lot of passion to go out and really make a difference. So what is the passion that's driving this evolution of the Native Learning Center?
Most definitely, the passion is that what we would like to see in all of our communities, as well as, you know, the forgotten ones, which are, you know, our urban brothers and sisters as well. And it is developing and sustaining strong communities. Because even though, you know, we're funded by HUD, and the first thing you think of is houses, it's beyond just building that home. Because when you build that home, you build the community, you build economic development, you build education, you build traditions and cultures, and you and just keeping those communities stronger, keeping those communities safe. And so that's the sustainability behind all of that is the driving passion of what we do here and what, you know, what we at the Seminole Tribe try to convey to all of Indian country.
Mm-hmm. Why did you choose to work at the Native Learning Center?
Well, I came in at a very good time because it was the beginning. It was the tribe was just getting started. I came in 2010, so they were still in the you know, the strategy phase and launching what we were going to do. So I came in at that point of the second strategic planning meeting, and what got me here was actually the recession. So the recession actually became a blessing to me because I had been in the non-Native nonprofit association industry for years and years. And so, you know, I was working in Tampa and we were downsized, and I had saw the opportunity. I was either going to go back to Oklahoma or, you know, see if I could come work for the Seminole tribe. And because I wanted to, at this point in my life, all of my knowledge I wanted to give back to my Indian people. And so it was the perfect opportunity. And so I love being here. I love the people. I still keep in contact because of the Native Learning Center with, you know, everybody that I know throughout Indian country. You know, this country is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And Indian country is huge, but it's also small because I run into people, I talk to people, I've made connections, I've connected people to our courses based on, you know, my travels and people that I've known throughout my life, all the way back to the days of the National Congress of American Indians back in, you know, the early 90s. So that's how I landed here in South Florida.
Well, you know, Georgette, I kind of have a similar story because I've spent a lot of my years working in corporate America in for-profit business and making a lot of money and learning all of the basics and foundational information to be successful in finance. And I decided, you know, I needed to make a choice and I needed to take information back. And so I ended up moving from Seattle, Washington to South Dakota to become the chief financial officer at First Nations Owista Corporation.
Uh-huh.
And, and I just wanted to come back and bring information. I wanted opportunities to mentor. And I wanted to let you know that I am on the radio today because someone actually heard me at one of the training webinars for the Native Learning Center. And I got a call to say, would you like to be on radio? And I'm like, are you joking? So, just touching people, and the doors just happen to open. And so I'm listening to you. It's time to give back. And that's what we do here at A Sharp Outlook here on Talk Zone. We are bringing in people to give back to society, to give back to Indian country, to give back to urban America, to give back to families. Information that's going to help them transform in their lives. And so that's kind of interesting. You've kind of gone full circle, just as I did.
Absolutely, so, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
well, I commend you and thank you so much. And you know, I am just very, very proud of the work that you are doing. Keep it up.
Well, I'm proud of what the Native Learning Center is doing because, like I said before, you guys provide a lot of educational materials. I mean, high quality. I can speak out for this because I know it to be true that it's quality conferences, the speakers, they are qualified, they have industry experience, but they also have community experience. So they're speaking, you know, from experience, they're speaking from the communities, they're speaking from background, knowing about Indian country, and they bring a quality that no one else can bring. And so I can just shout from the rooftop, how about the mountaintop, that Native Learning Center is definitely an organization that anyone in Indian country or works with Indian country, they should connect with you to be a part of this wonderful life-changing organization. And so shortly we're going to be taking a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about some of the topics or some of the things that are discussed at your conferences. So we'll return in
Absolutely.
Just a moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, back to more of A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com. Here's Angela Sharp.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to A Sharp Outlook. Forgot my own company. A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com. We're really pleased to have you listening in, and today we are talking to Georgette Palmer Smith from the Native Learning Center, and we're finding out exactly all the information that they can provide in Native communities to impact their lives, impact their communities, and bring a transformation. And just before the break, we were talking to Georgette on getting information about the Learning Center. And one of the things I wanted to know is, I know that you provide, you know, webinar training and conferences on various topics such as operations and finance and compliance and policies. And so I'm just wanting you to share with our audience, how often does the Native Learning Center provide training, and how do those interested register?
We provide our online learning management system is called Katheta. Mm-hmm. And that's spelled K-E-R-R-T-V. And what it is called Katheta, which is Creek for learning. And that's one of the languages that is spoken by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. One is Miccosukee and one is Creek. And so we went to the elders to name what our, you know, our platform, what we were going to call it, because we just didn't want to call it, you know, the webinar system or anything like that. We wanted to tie it in and have it embraced with, you know, our Native background. And our webinars are offered, I would say, about 50 to 51 weeks a year. So it's just about every week you can find a webinar on our website to register for. And, you know, the areas, like you mentioned, some of the topics, you know, it's everything from, you know, celebrating culture and language and grants education. And like I said, everything that involves building sustainable communities, that's going to be the content and the topics that we cover at least once a week. Sometimes we have even two a week. But the best way to review our calendar and get it on your calendar at home or at your office is to visit our website. And you can review our calendar at www.nativelearningcenter.com. And you register for Katheta on the website, and it'll take you directly to another platform. Not only that, we record every one of them. So we're just like a plethora of resources that, you know, you get in a situation, and let's say that, you know, you've just been told that you're gonna have auditors come in a couple of weeks, and you're in a panic, and you're like, how do I get ready for an audit? How do I get ready to, you know, to self-monitor and to review myself before an audit comes on? You can go in to Katheta, and you can take a look at our recorded webinars, and each one of those recorded webinars also includes handouts and resources and websites that can lead, guide, and direct you to whatever it is that you need. So not only the live webinar portion of it, they're also recorded on there. So, you know, I'd like for folks to take advantage of just going in and being able to pull anything you need, and it's kind of like an on-demand system. So, mm-hmm. you know, you don't have to sit through the whole webinar. You can pause it, go to lunch, go get a snack, answer a phone call, answer email, and then jump right back on it. That's the beauty of the having a recorded webinar in our library.
And, you know, everyone's probably wondering, with this wonderful library that's available at any time, what is the cost for the training?
Zero. How many times can you hear that? And it's no cost. It's free. It's, and the reason that we're able to provide it is because, as I stated earlier, we are 100% federally funded with an IHBG grant awarded from the Office of Native American Programs with HUD. So it's one of the things that was developed in the partnership originally, was that there would be no cost. And so I just, you know, I mean, people are starting to hear about us, and you know how it is in Indian country. It's mm-hmm. all about word of mouth. You know, mm-hmm. I think we as Native Americans, we invented word of mouth marketing. You know, we were notorious for it. So it was, yeah, it's just how we are. And we get together and we say, hey, did you see that? You know, we'll tend to go off of that in checking something out, as opposed to, you know, getting a million emails or, mm-hmm. you know, seeing banner ads or anything like that. That's just how we are in Indian country. And so now it's getting out there and we're having people come to us, and the ONAP offices are starting to push our information out there. And mm-hmm. so we're getting really good backing from the other regions, not just our region, which is the Eastern Woodlands office. But
yes.
It's free.
It's free. Okay, people, did you hear that? It's called free. Zero. Nada. Nothing. I don't know enough languages to say it. But in other words, I'm saying to you, and I will be so bold to say to you, that you now have no excuse not to learn. And as I said before, knowledge is power. Take advantage of free opportunities to gain knowledge, to build capacity, to get everything that you need. Because if you know that there's a lot of grant dollars that flow through your organizations, you know you're going to have an audit. You know you're going to need to know about compliance. You know you're going to need to have certain things in position. And it's step-by-step information is available to you through the Native Learning Center. And so, as I said before, we are not taking excuses because it's free. Okay, enough said. I'll probably say it again later in the show, but I'm going to stop for right now. But I want to drive that home. I want us to take this information and let's change the communities. Let's change how things look. Let's change the future for our children. Let's make a difference. Not only just, like she said before, in Indian country, but our urban brothers and sisters. Free information is available. Then take advantage of free information. And one of the things I wanted to speak about is that the information is culturally specific, so that it reaches you at the point that you understand. And I believe that culturally specific trainings are very, very important because mm-hmm. you're talking based on an experience they're going through. What do you think, Georgette?
Oh, absolutely. I think you know, one of the things that's really, really gearing up now, and I think it's a prime example of being culturally specific, is bringing back the building of our homes that is culturally specific. To give you an example, and I use this because we just discussed it last week at our second annual Indian Housing Training Conference. If you remember, I partially grew up in a what we call a HUD home, because that was what we talked about as amongst each other as tribal members. Hey, did you grow up in a HUD home? I grew up in a HUD home. Well, the last, probably right before I went to college, my parents finally got we call it Indian home, or i.e. HUD home. And if you remember back in the day, the floor plan, I don't care if you were in Anadarko, Oklahoma, and you had a HUD home, it was the identical floor plan that you would walk into if you were in Fort Belknap, right, in Montana, you know, mm-hmm. or if you were in, if you were out at Standing Rock or Seneca. That floor plan was the same no matter what if you were a HUD home kid, right? Mm-hmm. And it's changed, and it's evolved. HUD is now looking at tribes to be more culturally specific in building those homes, going back to our cultures of how we built our homes and the materials that we used, and mm-hmm. being, you know, more sustainable as, you know, the tribes in the Northwest and the Northeast and the longhouses, and what were those materials that went into it and what was the design of it. So we're seeing that shift. It's kind of like a paradigm shift that we're seeing. And I think not just with our homes, it starts with our homes, but perhaps we'll see that across the board in our communities, all, you know, overall, with our schools, with our education, with our economic development. And so I am just thrilled that this trend is coming about. And that's one of the things that we here at the Native Learning Center is, you know, we're really pushing that information out, how to obtain that information, who do you talk to, who are some of the architects that are involved in this, you know, that are Native. I mean, you know, Daniel Glenn, you know, a phenomenal architect that is bringing the cultural sensitivity into building our homes. And I think that's a win-win for us Native American people.
Oh, absolutely. And I can, you know, and I even see it, you know, when they're talking about training, you know, about financial literacy and things like that. And when they're talking about banking and saving, there's a lot of literature on it, you know, but there are organizations that have culturally specific training on financial yes. literacy, because they take it back to when you had the salmon or when you had, you know, brought in your harvest and all these things, and showed what was done earlier in life, or what the ancestors did to make sure that there was always enough and there was more than enough to be able to share. And so right. it's really important to have that culturally specific training, because people can identify when it hits their community. So we're yes. going to take a break. We're going to continue to talk about what the Native Learning Center offers and where you can get information and how you can transform your community here on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com. Here again is Angela Sharp.
You're listening to A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com, and today's guest is Georgette Palmer-Smith from the Native Learning Center. And we're having a great conversation talking about all of the wonderful information that Native Learning Center provides. And our topic today is knowledge is power, and we want to empower our listeners, we want to empower our communities, and we want that information shared so we can see a change, not only just in Indian country, but in this nation, because a lot of things have happened. The economy fell because people didn't have knowledge. You know, we had laws and things that were not, you know, pretty much watching people that, and watching businesses and watching bankers and watching, you know, those who were giving loans, and we didn't have oversight and didn't have really strong rules. And I know I'll probably have hate mail, but we need rules and we need regulations, because everyone is not going to do the right thing all the time. So without having that, our economy ended up suffering desperately. And so one of the things I wanted to know about is, how did the recession affect tribal and small Native businesses, and what are the critical needs for the tribal and small businesses in today's economic climate?
Well, I think first and foremost, I personally feel that, you know, we're resilient by nature. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, it's in our blood. I didn't really hear of any horror stories from you know, some of the Native American entrepreneurs and business owners and so forth, so long as we kept each other going. And that's mm-hmm. kind of how we are. Mm-hmm. And I think there was a big push to make certain that the buy-in in ACT was upheld, and that, mm-hmm. you know, we encouraged Native-owned businesses and entrepreneurs to make certain that you know, that they stayed on top of their government contacts and getting their foot in the door with federal agencies, as well as tribes. I think sometimes tribes tend to forget that the business to business of Native American owned businesses and tribal governments, it's just something that we really need to make certain that when you're going out to make purchases and in your procurement process, that we make certain that we are supporting our Native-owned businesses and our Native entrepreneurs. I know that, for one, we do that here. You know, we uphold the Buy-In Act and Indian preference in businesses. If you notice, when I go out, when I take the Native Learning Center's trainings and conferences out, I make certain, if at all possible, that we're going to support another tribe's hotel conference center, because that's what it's all about, that we need to support each other. But we've got to look at ourselves first to mm-hmm. help each other out.
Oh, absolutely. And I appreciate you sharing that to build the economies throughout the nation, you know, 545 tribes, there has to be, you know, that interaction of having that business-to-business relationship where, you know, you're going to be buying, you know, paper products. You're going to be buying paper supplies, finding out what Native business is there so that you're supporting it. Because if you're supporting that business, then you're providing jobs, which is improving that community, which is helping a family. I mean, it's endless when you're doing that. So it brings everybody up. And that's something that should happen there in Native communities, but it should be happening across the country, that you support your local businesses because they're the ones hiring you. Not so much the ones that are, you know, maybe in another state or, you know, or in another country, but your local businesses are the ones that hire you that live in that neighborhood. So supporting those Native businesses, you're changing, you know, the economy there for sure, mm-hmm, and absolutely. You want to continue to do that. So mm-hmm. why do you think the Native Learning Center is important to the communities it serves?
Well, as I stated, you know, well, let's go back to the topic of the radio show today. Knowledge mm-hmm. is power. And, you know, the ages that we serve is just phenomenal. I mean, we're predominantly adult learners, but I mean, we've got folks that just come out of high school who are college age to elders. That and everything in between that we have that we have demographics on that we've served that have jumped in on our webinars or that have attended you know our conferences and I think you know it's so interesting that we will get comments like that, like, I didn't know that, you know, and I'm so glad that I know that now, you know, on various topics. And, mm-hmm. You know, probably to give you a really good example of that is Jim Warren, who's Oglala, out of, San Diego State. He does our disability awareness classes. And it's not only ADA requirements in your home, but ADA requirements in your tribal government offices, in mm-hmm. your housing offices. You know, he does examples of, are you doing this? You know, are your restrooms or your facilities, are they, you know, do they meet ADA standards? And it's amazing that you've got that scratching of the head like, wow, I didn't know that. Wow, you know, our elders come to the housing offices and how, you know, they're not able to you know, get their wheelchairs or their walkers, you know, in this area because it's not built correctly. So they're taking that knowledge back to their reservations or their tribal governments or their tribal offices or their tribal housing authorities, and they're taking it back to their communities. So I think that's why the knowledge that we provide free, I'm going to say free again, the knowledge that we provide is so powerful once you grab it and you take it back, and it's kind of like, you know, it's like this beautiful circle that we're, you know, that we're creating and that we're joining people, you know, we're bringing people in this circle, and it just keeps continuing and continuing and continuing. And that, you know, the data lines that we have created with that knowledge. I mean, the more folks that we have to attend our sessions or jump in on our webinars or to use our free library sources or to give us a call and say, you know, I'm needing help with this, and we'll guide you in the right direction. Or the resources that we have on our website of all grants that all tribes can take advantage of, whether it's, you know, federal grants or it's private foundations. You know, we have that all, it's all at everyone's fingertips, and it's all free. And that knowledge is the power that our communities need.
I noticed, Georgette, that a lot of the conferences, they started out being held there in Florida, but now they're being spread out in different parts of the country. Can leaders or managers who are wanting to have a conference in their area, can they contact Native Learning Center to have their area selected for a conference, or what is that process?
Absolutely. We what we submit as our grant request every year, we state that we would have two conferences outside of the state of Florida, because what we found was that it was a little costly for folks to come here, even though we would love for everyone to come down here, because Florida is beautiful all year long. So I know
We
have something in February, everybody from up north surely will want to come down here. but yes, we take two of them out on the road, as we say. But in the future, I think, you know, we're thinking about maybe changing that. And what we would like to do is, as you said, we would like to take specific trainings to the tribes, and we can come to you. And, you know, if you want grants education or board of commissioner training or how to survive an audit or submit an Indian housing plan, we can come to your tribe and do that through our technical assistance program. But I think we would want to, you know, tailor it to the needs of the tribe.
Well, I'm very, very excited to hear that, Georgette, that you are going to, you know, make it available. Because like you said, for some, it's not affordable to send as many people as they really would like to send, because you have so many topics at these conferences. I mean, they can end up sending 24 people, and they would, all of them split up and go to a different session, and everybody would learn something, and then they have to go back and, you know, like I said, and pour that information out in the community. But sometimes that's not affordable for some of the tribes, you know, that don't have as much revenue coming in. So the fact that you're able to actually consider going to their location and bring that knowledge to where they are, to their point of safety, to their, you know, backyard, I mean, that's just within itself is empowering, because it makes them and everyone in the community say, wow, we're making steps to make a difference. Wow, we're learning what it takes to become, you know, what you're talking about. You see what I'm saying? So it's really great to hear that that's going to be coming soon. And so I'm encouraging everyone that hears my voice, or when you download this later and you pass it to everyone who hears my voice, I want you to know that you need to contact, you know, Georgette down at the Native Learning Center if you really have knowledge, capacity, learning that you want to do in your community, in your area, to make those changes. I challenge you to call the Native Learning Center and set up a time for them to come and visit you at your point of need. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back on A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com, and we're going to discuss more about how you can bring information to your area.
You're listening to A Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com. Here again is Angela Sharp.
Well, hello. We are now entering into our Ask Me segment, where you can call in, you can join the conversation, you can ask your questions, and we will answer your questions to meet you at your point of need. And the number to dial is 888-463-6748. It's called 888 Go For It. Go for it and give us a call and ask your questions of how the Native Learning Center can come and be a benefit to your particular area. One thing we discussed was the fact that you believe in buying native, and also you look to get trainers that are native affiliated or at least knowledgeable about Indian country. And so I was wondering, if a professional is interested in becoming a trainer, what is the process for that?
You can contact us at 954-985-2315 and ask for our training and technical services staff, anybody on that staff, and they can discuss it with you and provide you with the forms. Well, we have RFP submissions on various topics throughout the year, especially with our webinars. If you have webinar experience, or just it's the webinars are so easy, you could just pick up a phone and you can tell them how easy it is. It's just speaking into a speaker and sit at your desk and have your pajamas on and deliver this excellent session on developing a small business. But it's very easy, and a lot of times we send out to potential instructors. So if you'd just like to call and give us your name and your email address and your telephone number, we can put you in our database so that you'll know when we shoot that out to everyone that we're looking for instructors in the areas of self-monitoring or housing development, community development, and so forth.
Absolutely. I'm one of those that did send in my application and send in information, and the process is easy and it's smooth, and they're a wonderful organization to work for, to do work for, to provide your skills and your abilities in a webinar or in a conference. And those that are considering it and that have the professional background and the knowledge, make sure you make that material to the point that it can stay there in their library and it can be downloaded and used many, many, many times, because it is changing and impacting lives for all those that are downloading that information. So you're making an impact not just once for the webinar, but over and over and over again. And so I encourage those with that background to, give your skills for the Native Learning Center so that you can impact and change lives. So, Georgette, what are the future plans for the Native Learning Center?
Well, as I stated earlier, we've come to the end of the 5-year mark of the strategic plan, and I'm very proud to say that the Native Learning Center accomplished 97.5% of all of our goals and objectives that we started out with. And so we're looking at kind of just a little bit of a shift, not too much, but we, you know, we got some insight last week as to some of the things on the horizon that I know that the Washington, D.C. office of HUD would like to see a big push of. And they're kind of big on a larger scale. So with that being said, one of the things is leveraging. You know, we had the honor of having the assistant Deputy Assistant Secretary for HUD's Office of Native American Programs that was with us last week in Tulsa. And I just loved his presentation. And one of the things that they're pushing out of the Washington, D.C. office is for tribes to do more leveraging. So I think one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to start to teach tribes how to do that. Don't just depend on your IHBG funds. You know, there's other things that are available that you can, you know, you may be starting out with only $200,000 of IHBG funds, but you can pull from over here this grant, and you can end up with well over $2 million or more, depending on how, you know, but tribes are like, how do I do that? You know, and so I think that's one of the things that's going to be in coming in the horizon in the next 5 years, the next part of our strategic planning moving forward into 2015 is capacity building and leveraging. Those are kind of the buzzwords that we're still going to have our beginner level items you've just been hired as the executive assistant of a housing authority, you know, how do you do accounting, what's accounting like in tribal governments, what is auditing like, what is procurement policies and procedures, developing policies and procedures. We're still going to be doing all of that, but we're going to step it up a notch, and we're going to be working on this leveraging and this capacity building, because like you said earlier, that's definitely a win-win, and bringing it back to pull our Native-owned businesses and our Indian entrepreneurs, bringing them back, because, you know, the more homes that we build, the more communities we build, the more youth centers we build, then that's more jobs, that's more money back into the Native American small business owners.
Oh, absolutely. I'm really excited about the future for the Native Learning Center, because I agree. Leveraging is something that needs to be taught and shared with our, you know, communities and tribal members, because, you know, you've been giving them the groundwork to get the books all together, to get the compliance, to get, you know, the accountability and get the governance. So the groundwork is being set already, and those that haven't learned, we've got a whole library to go back and start learning, so you can get everything in order and you can start leveraging, you know, going to foundations for, you know, monies to help you with different things that you're involved in. You know, you have a nonprofit you're wanting to start there in the community, or you have a small business you're wanting to start. You can partner. I had a guest on a couple weeks ago from HubZone that's looking with billions of dollars and begging you to come take them. They're running opportunities to partner with Native organizations because you are in a disadvantaged zone. So the money is available. The education is available. Everything is available. I think that sounds like a green light to me, doesn't it, Georgette?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's go.
Yes, let's go. No more caution. Let's just go for it. I mean, what can you lose? You might just gain, you know, that self-determination and self-reliance that we've been talking about for years, and changing communities into some very viable communities that everyone has a job or has an opportunity for a job, and the children are educated, and we already here are going to have new housing. So I just think it's wonderful. Before we go, I'd like our listeners to know, how do we contact the Native Learning Center?
You can give us a call at 954-985-2315. Our website is www.nativelearningcenter.com. You can also email me if you have any questions, and my email address is georgettesmith@semtribe.com. And if you can't remember my email address, we do have all of our staff has email addresses listed on our website.
Absolutely. So I'm asking you to give Georgette a call, to contact the Native Learning Center, to utilize all of these resources. Knowledge is power. Let's get some power and let's start making some changes in our community. Georgette, thank you so much for being on the show today. You have just brought so much enlightenment to our listeners, and I just know that they appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It certainly has been a pleasure, and I am most honored. Thank you.
Oh, we'd have to have you come back for sure.
Okay.
Next week, here on A-Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com, we're going to be getting into education. It's time to talk about reforming what's going on with our education system, because our children need to have that knowledge also so they can make decisions. They can impact their world. The next generation can be empowered to make a difference in their lives. So we're going to be talking about education reform. So you be sure to tune in to A-Sharp Outlook on TalkZone.com and learn about what you can do to participate in that conversation and make a change in education reform. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk with you next week on TalkZone.com.